The Traveler's Journal, November 14th, Exploring the Islands of Lost Legends. Hawaii's 53 state parks harbor hidden treasures. Spread over the 6 primary islands and encompassing 25,000 acres above water and 100 acres below, the parks do provide plenty of playroom for outdoor activities. But what too many visiting hikers, bikers, campers, snorkelers, or surfers miss entirely is the fact that many of these parks are also organized to preserve evidence of the passionate Polynesian culture that existed before Captain Cook arrived in 1778. Too many visitors only see the scenery and enjoy the sun, and leave knowing nothing of the local legends that explain how these places came to be. Hawaiians evolved a vast mythology, with epic tales that rival those of Greece, India, Egypt, and Scandinavia. Yet, because Hawaii's tradition was oral, passed through generations by tales told around the fire and undulating hula dancers, it's hard for visitors, and even islanders, to know of the gods and heroes whose powers shaped it all. For example, the volcanic turrets and boiling surf of Kauai's rugged Nepali coast are reason enough to bring visitors. Most ignore the unmarked lava rock ruins just below the Kalalu trailhead. For students of hula, however, these stones are a place of pilgrimage, the setting where the volcano goddess Pele danced at her wedding luau and, in a jealous rage, unleashed the elements. Hawaii has many such places, from Pua'omahukahea State Park on Oahu's north shore to Kolopa State Recreation Area in the cool uplands of the Big Island. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.